News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going back now to one of my favorite moments of every single week, I get together with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. We do a thing called the Grand Council. We're in round number two. First question for round two goes again to Dale Jackson. Take it away, man.
I'm very intrigued by what we've seen out of the January 6th committee. We're going after now some random Twitter user who had apparently a thought crime that thought the election was stolen. So they're trying to bring him in. He was at the Capitol, so they're implying that those two things mean that he must have planned an insurrection. You got Ivanka Trump, and you got the Supreme Court saying, yeah, you can look at some of those documents. Am I the only person that goes, good, investigate all these people? Because the end result appears, based on everything we're seeing, to be basically the Mueller Report 2.0, where they come out and shake their head and say, this sure is bad, but it, you know, there's no crimes and we can't do anything about it, but man, are we mad. And then the media tisks and all that stuff. Are we just looking at another one of those?
Jeff Poor, you first.
This doesn't come that easy, Dale. You know, think about the expenses incurred with legal, with lawyers, and just the hassle you have to deal with it. I mean, here's essentially what's going on. The January 6th Commission is abusing the process by calling a bunch of people, making their life really difficult, putting them in a potential threat of being culpable for some process crime or something of that sort. That is what's going on here. That's why we have to be a little apprehensive before we say, hey, go ahead and investigate all these people. Go on your fishing expedition. It's just not the way the process is supposed to work, either the legislative or the judicial process. But that's what's going on here, and Democrats need to be called out on it.
And I totally agree with that. I think that I think there's going to be, in the end result, Dale, I think to use your phrase, there's going to be nothing but a tisk-tisk report in the end, but they're going to ruin people's lives, or at least attempt to, in order to get their sound bites for the next, you know, to the 2022s. This will finally subside after 2022 elections are over with, when they can quit having people to beat up on, like the poor old guy who came on the other night, senior citizen, retired military, on Tucker the other night. He and his wife are just going through the, you know, everything they have in their savings to pay for the bills that to incur all the legal expenses, and they were not even in the Capitol. And so it's a knuckleheaded approach. It's a knuckle dragging approach by people who are abusing the privilege of being in the Congress. Take it away.
I'm not suggesting it's awesome, guys. I'm merely suggesting at the end of the day, this is going to lead to nothing. And you guys are right on all these other things. I agree there, but man, trying to shut this down only makes it look worse, right?
Shutting it down would not work at this point, but you can wind it up without having to ruin people's lives who don't have any part in this. And the idea this is an insurrection is still a joke, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Jeff Poor, next question.
All right, real quick, guys. The special session underway for ARPA funds. I don't know why they needed a special session. I guess there's a bunch of different reasons you could make for that. But one of the things they're not taking up in the special session, there was a child care tax credit given to those under certain situations, those at work that needed child care, that ARPA paid for. And under Alabama law, these federal benefits are considered income. And they had a bill that was supposed to fix all this, but apparently this one was not included. They're not looking at doing anything with it until beyond the special session. And I've had a bunch of lawmakers tell me that they're just trying to ride out the clock and make it more difficult to file some kind of extension or amended tax return. Why won't the legislature take this up and get this out of the way in this special session? Why are we getting a bunch of hemming and hawing from these guys?
I'll take that first, and we only have about a minute and a half here, but I'll take that first and tell you right now, we have a lame group down there right now who does not understand that when you've got excess revenues, perhaps you ought to give something back. And I love some of those folks down there, and so I can love some of them individually and still get mad at a few things. And one of the things I'm mad at is the complete lack of effort to do something meaningful to give something back to the people of the state in the form of a tax cut, tax break, tax incentive. I mean, I'm sick of it. We've got excess funds like nobody's business. We're flush with cash. They're having to have a special session just to spend more. And that special session money, by the way, the Supreme Court recently ruled they could use that to offset a tax cut if they wanted to. And they're not doing it. They're going to spend it more on government than anything. So I think there's just a loathe sense of giving back right now in the legislature as a body, especially among leadership. Oh, Dale, your turn on that one. How do you feel?
I like the special session money they're spending right now, personally. Way more of it's actually at least tangentially COVID-related, so at least I'll be somewhat happy about that. I think you'll see some tax cuts. It is an election year, former state senator Phil Williams. You know, maybe there is a way for them to still get that big win for them.
All right, fellas, that's all we got. I didn't get to my last question. What do you grade Biden's press conference on? We'll do that another time. Phil Williams. Yeah. Right Side Radio, wrapping up the Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, solid conservative, and just plain right. All three of us. We'll be right back.